Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are talking some NBA with Jeff Garcia, the co-founder of Project Spurs. You can go to their website at projectspurs.com. We're going to pick up this conversation and get you set and ready for Game 3 on Saturday night, 9:30 Central Time. That will be televised on ESPN. And so, Jeff, what are your takeaways so far from the series against Portland? I mean, the Spurs certainly were back into championship form in Game 1.
You know, one thing I take away from this is the Spurs finally woke up. I think the Dallas series was kind of a wake-up call for them. That, look, they may be the number one seed. They probably are the top dog in the NBA right now, at least record-wise. But that shouldn't really matter whatsoever, because any team, especially in the Western Conference, can, in the postseason, that is, can take you out. And I think Spurs learned a valuable lesson in the Dallas series. But as far as this Portland team is concerned, look, Portland, historically, actually has very much success against San Antonio. They actually have the best record against the Spurs during the Spurs dynasty powerhouse years. So, if anything, I think what's going on is this. Tony Parker woke up. Tim Duncan is still going to be Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the bench looks like it's finally come alive. We saw in Game 1 Bellinelli come off the bench, shake off the shooting rust, and scoring double digits, actually leading the Spurs bench. If they can get that going, especially for Game 3, now they're going to be in Portland, you know, they're going to be facing a hostile crowd. So if they collectively come out and do what they did, especially in Game 1, and punch Portland in the mouth first, we're possibly looking at another Spurs win.
You know, Jeff, and the reserves for San Antonio, they were the very best in the NBA. They averaged 45 points per game. Why were they a bit rusty, as you had just said, even in that Dallas series?
You know what? I really believe it's simply this. The Dallas just defensively took away what San Antonio relies on. Penetrating and dishing out to their three-point shooters. Dallas took that away. They hounded Tony Parker. They flustered him. They were very physical with him. Players like DeJuan Blair, ex-Spur, you know, sent him a message a couple of times when he was running into the paint. And you do that, thus you take away the Spurs' bread and butter, penetration and kickout. So I think that's what was going on. And you think of it, too, maybe it was a little bit of jitters, especially for a guy like Bellinelli. Perhaps, you know, you got guys like Patty Mills, you know, a little game jitters as well. I really don't know, but all I'm concerned about is this, is that they're finally waking up. They're going to be the bench that they were during the regular season. And if that happens, Portland is in very big trouble.
Okay, so when you start looking at the tape from Portland, what is the biggest concern in regards to that?
If the Spurs had gotten blown out the way Portland did in Game 1, I think collectively many in the sports world would be saying, okay, look, the Spurs got punched in the mouth. They're more likely to come back. But now the question really is, can Portland come back after suffering that? They're going to be home. They're going to have that crowd on their side. And I think all eyes are on this young Blazers team. Damian Lillard, let's face it, he was being checked by James Harden, who is notoriously known for not having defensive chops. Tony Parker proved that. Tony Parker has proven that he can contain Lillard. He can slow him down. He can make him have off-shooting nights. We saw that in Game 1. And I think the Spurs, what they're doing, they're cutting off the head of the snake for Portland. They're cutting off Lillard. They're taking away his penetration. They're bodying up on him. They're getting in his face. And I think they're going to let LaMarcus Aldridge do whatever he's going to do. Historically, LaMarcus Aldridge has just dominated San Antonio. And we saw that in Game 1, 30-plus points. So as long as the Spurs cut the head of the snake, and then what can Portland do? Their bench is suspect. They really don't have that much firepower coming off their bench. And then you look at the coaching matchup, Stotts versus Popovich. I mean, do we really need to talk about this? Popovich is just going to play that chess game. It looks like a chess game between a master and an apprentice, really. So collectively, I think Portland does have their hands full. This isn't a Houston Rockets team. This is the San Antonio Spurs. And if anything, you know, Portland's going to learn a lot from playing a veteran-tested team like the Spurs.
Well, I think head coach Terry Stotts with Portland, I think he's done an outstanding job. Talk some more about head coach Greg Popovich, because what San Antonio, they're seeking their fifth championship, has guided the Spurs to 17 straight seasons of a 60% or better winning percentage. What has been, Jeff, what's your observation in terms of what is his key to success?
it's just consistency. I think he collectively treats every player as if they're not the star. One of the big things that they look for when they're bringing in free agents or players who want to join the team is, can they leave their ego at the door? Can they just leave it at the door and remember this is a team effort? From Pop, from Duncan to Parker to Ginobili to Aaron Baines to the last guy on the bench, they're all treated equal. And you look at the organization as a whole, you have an owner like Peter Holt who doesn't meddle. He lets the team do what it needs to do. He lets Pop coach. He lets Buford manage the team, look for new talent. And then on the court, when you have like a guy like Tim Duncan, who's just willing to be a second fiddle now to Tony Parker, who learned from one of the greatest in Spurs history, David Robinson, what it is to defer to another player for the greater good. Collectively, you look at all that, and you have yourself a model franchise that has been the Spurs, which many NBA teams try to emulate. And, of course, you know, Popovich won Coach of the Year. Buford just recently won Exec of the Year, surprisingly for the very first time in his tenure. And you have the model franchise that I'm sure ex-commissioner David Stern and current commissioner Adam Silver should be promoting heavily in the limelight of the NBA. This is the team that every team in the NBA needs to emulate.
Jeff Garcia with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You can check out his work at projectspurs.com. And, of course, Jeff, you just look at the work, the body of work from David Stern, the former commissioner, and how the NBA has gone global. And we even see the influence of the international flavor and the impact, the influx of so many players within this roster. Talk to me about why the Spurs have that belief and why management has gone that direction.
Well, you look at the I've been following the Spurs for years, and what I've noticed is a lot of the foreign-born players, they have, it's kind of one of those eye testing. You have to see it. They just have a passion for the game. And I'm not saying American-born players don't have that, but look at Team USA, for example. I mean, how many years in the past, perhaps, we have seen the NBA players kind of flake out. Okay, maybe they'll play. I don't know. I'll get back to you. But when you look at players such as Amanda Ginobili, Tony Parker, as I mentioned, they thrive for that. They love the game so much. They're willing to go through a grueling NBA season, postseason, take a week off and go represent their country.
Well, you even see that with the Dallas Mavericks. You see that with Dirk or with the Jose Calderon, with Memphis, Marc Gasol. Hey, Jeff, listen, we are flat out of time. And, of course, Jeff Garcia has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Again, we want to encourage you, if you're a Spurs fan, you're going to love this website. It's projectspurs.com. Jeff, a pleasure. Always an open invitation. You're a fabulous guest. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Much more. We're going to roll on right here with the Big E Sports Show. You stay close. We will be right back.